Chapter 34. I can scarcely remember anything after that door opened, for I think the blood may have drained out of me. I went so cold and numb. I know the minister climbed off me, or perhaps I pushed him off. I do remember weeping and asking if he'd seen the same thing I had, whether it really had been the chairman standing there in the doorway. I hadn't been able to make out anything of the chairman's expression, with the late afternoon sun behind him, and yet when the door closed again, I couldn't help imagining I'd seen on his face some of the shock I myself was feeling. I didn't know if the shock was really there, and I doubted it was, but when we feel pain, even the blossoming trees seem weighted and suffering to us, and in just the same way, after seeing the chairman there, well, I would have found my own pain reflected on anything I'd looked at. If you consider that I'd taken the minister to that empty theater for the very purpose of putting myself in danger so that the knife would come slamming down onto the chopping block, so to speak, I'm sure you'll understand that amid the worry and fear and disgust that almost overwhelmed me, I'd also been feeling a certain excitement. In the instant before that door opened, I could almost sense my life expanding just like a river whose waters have begun to swell, for I had never before taken such a drastic step to change the course of my own future. I was like a child tiptoeing along a precipice overlooking the sea, and yet somehow I hadn't imagined a great wave might come and strike me there and wash everything away. When the chaos of feelings receded and I slowly became aware of myself again, Mameha was kneeling above me. I was puzzled to find that I wasn't in the old theater at all any longer, but rather looking up from the tatami floor of a dark little room at the inn. I don't recall anything about leaving the theater, but I must have done it somehow. Later, Mameha told me I'd gone to the proprietor to ask for a quiet place to rest. He'd recognized that I wasn't feeling well, and had gone to find Mameha soon afterward. Fortunately, Mameha seemed willing to believe I was truly ill and left me there. Later, as I wandered back toward the room in a daze with a terrible feeling of dread, I saw Pumpkin step out into the covered walkway ahead of me. She stopped when she caught sight of me, but rather than hurrying over to apologize, as I half expected she might, she turned her focus slowly toward me like a snake that had spotted a mouse.
"Pumpkin," I said, "I asked you to bring Nobu, not the chairman. I don't understand."
"Yes, it must be hard for you to understand, Sayuri, when life doesn't work out perfectly."
"Perfectly? Nothing worse could have happened. Did you misunderstand what I was asking you?"
"You really do think I'm stupid," she said.